Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Another beautiful morning for us here in the Quad Cities. Jim O'Hara on WVIK Quad Cities NPR at 9:04. Iowa's Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg resigned yesterday. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestarek has the story.
A news release from Governor Kim Reynolds' office says Gregg is, quote, stepping down from his position to pursue a career opportunity that allows him to focus more on his family. The Iowa Bankers Association announced Gregg will begin serving as its president and CEO on October 1st. Gregg says in a statement it was a great honor to serve with Reynolds for 7 years. He says it was a difficult decision, but he feels his time in public service must come to a close. Reynolds says Gregg was a tremendous partner and it's the right decision for him to prioritize his personal life. Reynolds appointed Gregg as acting lieutenant governor when she became governor in 2017. They were elected to full terms in 2018 and 2022. Reynolds' office says the president of the Iowa Senate, Amy Sinclair, is next in the line of succession until Reynolds appoints a new lieutenant governor later this fall. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
In sports tonight, the Cubs host Pittsburgh, the Cardinals play in Milwaukee, and the White Sox play the Orioles in Baltimore, and the River Bandits are at home tonight against Beloit, game time 6:30. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, sunny with a high near 81. Overnight, clear with a low about 59. On Thursday, sunny and a high near 87. 30% chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. Thursday night's low 58. For Friday, sunny and a high of 72. Coming up on Think, our favorite songs may move us deeply, but do they also benefit us in other ways? The many ways the brain responds to music. Today at noon on Think here on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara.